2024 Yakandanda Folk Festival was held from 22nd to 24th of March and once again boasted a mouth-watering lineup of local and international acts. Indigo FM's presenters staked out our studios to record interviews and live-to-air performances with a number of the artists.
Please don't walk out. I know that it's all gone. Stay here, stay still. I've been here all alone.
Here's an interview with Jazzy Jade chatting to Adrian.
Hey, you're listening to Indigo FM here with AC on 88.0. We've got another interview in now. We have Jasmine in now, or also known as Jazzy Jade. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, really good. So we're at the Yakandanda Folk Festival. Those, if you're just tuning in now, we're live here. With multiple acts going on at the same time, but right now we're talking with Jazzy Jade. So give us a bit of a rundown about yourself. This is your... This is the second time you've been to the festival, is that right?
Yeah, so it's my second year, and... last year I had such a great experience being surrounded by artists like with the same genre and all of that. So I was I was really excited to come back this year. So
how did you find out about Yak? You weren't here as an artist last year. You were here as just an attendee. Is that right?
Yeah. So I actually came across it from someone who approached me at a Cool Schools event. Yeah, so during year 12, I had the great opportunity to record a couple of my original songs, and I ended up deciding to release one of them, which is called Overthinker, now on Spotify. And I was approached by a lady who was a part of the organization here, and she said, "Oh, you should come to the Yakandanda Folk Festival." And I said, "You know what? That sounds amazing. I would love to." So I looked into it more, and then I found myself here last year on the Sunday, and now I'm here again because of being a part of that.
So how did you get? So you won a competition to get, and you, which allowed you to play this year. Is that correct?
Correct? So I believe I won the Young Talent Award within the solo acts, and there was a lot of amazing artists with similar genres and everything, but they it was actually quite funny. They loved the songs that I wrote and performed, but I had just come back from a soccer game and I rushed getting my outfit ready, and that was one of the critiques that they said. They're like, "Oh, so do you have a style to come along with your artistry?" And I was
"Call it soccer."
It was the look. The tied back hair, red face. But so that's how I ended up coming here. So they said, because I ended up winning that category, they were saying that they would love me to come back year. So,
fantastic.
Yeah.
And now here you are.
Yeah, here I am.
So back on, back on Cool Schools. So for those who don't know, Cool Schools has been running for many, many years. I'm to show my age, I did Cool Schools back when I was in high school which is probably nearly 23 years ago. So it's been a long-running thing. So how did you find that? Because it's at Studio 52 still?
Yeah, that's it right. Is.
So, and what school were you with?
To finish my year 12 I finished at Wangaratta High School.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It was a pretty nice school. Mm. I think they had a really great music program, and I felt very lucky to be a part of it. And yeah, when my music teacher mentioned Cool Schools, I was so excited because it was my first opportunity to really be able to record something. Oh,
and how did you find the process? Did you just do it on your own? Was it just you and
So it was just it was myself and just one other producer in the sound booth.
Yeah.
And the process, it was kind of rushed, if I'm honest, because there were so many students through. Yeah. But it was we pretty much just, for Overthinker, it was just me on my guitar, and then we added some tambourine and all of that kind of stuff. And I think we finished the song within about 40 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's quick.
Yeah, it was pretty fast.
We were lucky. I did it as a band, and we had the full 3 days for the whole band. Oh. We did a full album.
That's perfect,
Yeah, no, it's a great experience. Those of you listening, if you get a chance to do it, is definitely worth it. Do the Cool Schools. Even if your school isn't doing it, just go hit them up and tell them, "Let's go do this."
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
So So you did Cool Schools. So you've got, and I'm looking at a couple of tracks here. So you've got a few other tracks. You've got an album or EP out at the moment or something? Or what's happening there?
No, so I have a few singles up, and a lot of them, I like to think of them more as demos, but I would definitely remaster a couple in the future. But at the moment, I just recently bought myself some sound gear. So I'm teaching myself to do some home studio producing.
What do you got? I do recording and stuff as well. And so what sort of gear you got for the people listening?
Well, I have the, what is the microphone? I believe it's the NT 2020. So I have that, and it comes with a shock mount and nice editing on the side of the mic. And then I also bought an interface, just to be able to plug my guitar into.
Okay,
and everything.
An interface you got? Is it Scarlett or something? Or
I believe it was a Scarlett.
So a lot of people are getting those fantastic little for the PSP start now, or a couple. If you need a couple of channels, they're just fantastic.
Yeah, so, definitely.
And how are you finding it?
I haven't actually started using the equipment yet, but watching videos and things, I think I'm able to wrap my head around kind of what it would be like. Okay. And I think it would be a bit better, because before, with one of my songs recording in my bedroom, I just used earbuds as a mic.
Of course,
So yeah, it's just the beginning, really, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
So, and you got some software? You picked the door yet? How many people are going to upset by this one?
Oh gosh, at the moment, I remember before I got all the gear, I was just using BandLab, that app. I've been using...
That's the online one, isn't it?
I believe so. Yeah. I think there's an app for it too, which is good. Yeah, but there's this other one that I've been looking into, but there's so many.
And everyone will, have their opinion on which one's the best one.
Definitely.
I personally use Reaper as one of my favorites. Reaper, okay. Which is an interesting one, but there's... multitude to pick from. So,
yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So, so you had some shows this weekend. How's the reception been? And where have you been playing?
So my first gig was yesterday on the Saturday at 11:45 at the courthouse.
Oh, it's a beautiful venue, isn't
it? Yeah, it was. It was very intimate, and I felt like I could really connect with the crowd, and it was nice to experience that. Because there's not many venues that I've been to where it is that intimate. Because it was a very beautiful little building. And
it's so tiny, isn't it?
Oh, the acoustics were amazing too. Yeah.
Would they have the PA system down there as well?
And surprisingly, I didn't even really need a fallback to be able to hear myself because of the echo around the room. So it was really lovely, yeah.
And you had another show already as well?
Today.
The Star, wasn't it?
How'd you get
the Star?
It was fun. I loved it. The sound equipment around it made the show so fun because of the way everything sounded. Because it was so early, there was a few people that turned up, but there was a bit more than I was expecting, which I was surprised about because there was already so much going on throughout the...
A lot of diehards at the Star.
It was nice, yeah. A few people in the front row and in the back and... Yeah, really enjoyed it.
So, is this your first festival, or have you played other festivals, or what's your gigging like, and do you do many?
Most recently, I opened for the Fleetwood Mac tribute band at the Vine Hotel in Wangaratta.
Oh, okay. I saw them. That's not the Red Belly Black one, is it? There's a couple going around, I think.
Yeah, there is a couple. I think they just call themselves the Australian Fleetwood Mac Tour.
Oh, that's good. So how'd that one go?
It was very nice, a lot of people, so because I've opened for them previously before, I believe it was last year as well.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of people who showed up last year, they turned up again to see me open as well. And it was really heartwarming for me because They say that they love the songs that I write, even more so than the originals that I am able to perform.
That's good. So do you just do original? Do you do just original music, or do you go and do some covers and things as well?
I do a bit of a mix, but I think because I have so many songs that are just sitting there to wait to be recorded. So recently I've been performing mostly original songs.
Maybe an interface and a microphone.
Sounds like a good idea. But definitely thinking of working on an EP this year working on the recording process.
That's good fun. We might hear a song, is that all right?
Yeah, of course.
I see guitar there, so it's
I was thinking of performing one of my songs that aren't recorded yet.
Yep.
That I was thinking of definitely putting on my EP. It's the first song that I wrote in a different tuning style, because there was a bunch of artists where I was really inspired about the fact that they weren't just using standard E tuning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love the warmth kind of feeling that it gives off as well. It's just...
And it sort of can, and even as a performer, it resonates through your body as well.
Like, yeah.
You sort of feel, and you can blend your vocals, and it's just, it's such a great tune. All right, so what's this song?
So this one is called Breathe. I work in hospitality, and so I've moved to Melbourne for uni now. I've been there for a few months. I've always lived in like a country town, and the last coffee place I worked at was Intermezzo. They're really nice there, so a little shout out to them in Wangaratta. They're part of the Performing Arts Centre, so I was also able to work with a lot of show events and things, and I would be able to hear acts and all that and dancing. But yeah, this song, I wrote it about the fact that usually people go on coffee dates and things to get to know each other and everything, and it's meant to be really romantic. Well, at least I think so, at least.
Coffee's always a good start.
Yeah, it's nice. but there were these people, and they were both just on their phone, and they were eating lunch and everything, and this song was kind of just about the fact that I hope that whatever they have going on is real, and maybe they were just on their phones for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But it was just that thought of, oh, I hope if I'm in a relationship that it'll be real, and it'll feel like we are really wanting to get to know each other. And yeah, so that's where this song kind of came from.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah, so this one's Breathe.
Thought cafes were supposed to be romantic. But that lady over there had to eat lunch alone. Truth is, her partner was there. There's no attention drawn. I hope that their love is true and not just some kind of facade. It's only in my dreams where I can see. It's only have two parents, but the scarcity of love brings home to an end. Truth is, I know what it's like. And so do my friends of 25. I hope that their love is true. took me on tour. I was still brave. I was still I was still
beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it is a bit sad with how things. I mean, with people on their phones all the time, especially at dinners. I actually was in Europe earlier a little while ago. I actually went to Heston Blumenthal's The Fat Duck. Dinner,
yeah.
One of the most expensive restaurants I've ever been to, and there was a couple there. The dinners come out, they took photos, looked all happy, and then that was on their phones the whole night. You know, it's like
really
both of them just sat there on their phone.
Oh my goodness!
Away. And only when a piece of food come out, oh, back to
yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, really? Look where you are.
Exactly.
You know, it's really sad. You know, things like that. So let's hope, you know, hopefully that'll change. With a new generation.
Yeah, so, I think it's very important to take in the moment and
really
live life where you're not just on your screen all the time.
I mean, we all do spend our time on our screens.
Yeah, it's kind of inevitable now these days.
It is, exactly. But, you know, we can all take time out.
Definitely.
So, yeah. So, you got anything else coming up as in the, like, performing-wise? Like,
performing-wise.
Outside Yak and things like...
Well, not that I can think of, but I am preparing to... So I've been doing a lot of gigs locally around this area,
mm-hmm.
but I'm preparing to step out into Melbourne.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I think what I'm going to prepare to do is I'll record an EP or an album this year, and I'm going to start going out and doing gigs through Melbourne, and I'll hopefully do an album launch soon. So
have you got anyone guiding you at all, like who knows the scene out there? Are there people
So I was really lucky. The last time I opened for Fleetwood Mac, actually not the last time, sorry, last year, I met this young producer named Corey Fuchs,
mm-hmm.
and he's a local, he produces, but he's also really amazing with what he does with sound and lighting and mm-hmm. all of that. And he was the producer that worked with me on Self-Sabotaging.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been in the scene for quite a while now in Melbourne or around mm-hmm. this area. So I think he's going to hopefully guide me into like the right direction mm-hmm. with that kind of thing, and might even work with him on some of these songs too.
Do you get out to the uni and stuff in Melbourne? Do you get out to any gigs and things like that?
Well, I haven't yet, just to get used to the uni life.
Have you just started?
Yeah.
What are you studying, by the way?
Bachelor of Bioscience.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. So I thought, I thought about going to uni for music, but I love science as well. So I mm-hmm. thought, you know what, I'm going to try and juggle both. I'll see how that goes. But I'm thinking of going out and busking and things like that.
Oh, okay, down Burke Street and all that stuff.
Yeah. To really showcase my songs and get familiar and, you know.
That's an interesting one, Burke Street. You have to apply for that one, don't you?
Yeah, I think so.
There's an audition process and things for that.
Yeah. So I think once I hopefully get through with that.
I'm sure you'll have no problems.
Thank you.
I'll get that girl a spot.
But yeah, I think I'm going to practice a lot more with my loop pedal and everything.
Oh,
so, yeah, because I've always kind of just been a solo artist where it's just been me and my guitar, but I kind of want to turn into a little Ed Sheeran or something.
So. Oh, I think I always say, when I see him, when he does his solo shows and things like, you just imagine, I mean, from a money perspective, it's like, he doesn't have to pay band. He's just one guy with a couple of channels and the mix.
Yeah,
it's just like,
it's too easy.
It's like, these guys, he must make a fortune out of this.
Yeah.
So you have a loop pedal. So you do a bit of looping as well.
Did you
during your performances here, or is this something you're doing at home?
Well, I mainly do it at home, but I think I've been kind of progressing with it and putting it into some of my sets and shows and things. So I've started doing it with covers and things mostly, because I like listening to the song and then interpreting the beat and things like that.
Yeah. So you said you loop the covers and all that. So what covers do you sort of what do you play? Do you have just anything, or is there something specific people you like playing?
Well, it's kind of a wide range of music. I think because I was inspired by Ed Sheeran to start with looping, I've learned a couple of his songs like Lego House I See Fire and Happier, things like that. I've really been trying to interpret all of that into the looping process. Okay. And I really love the feeling when I am able to put it together and it sounds like similar to the Vakken, but at the same time it's got my own spin on it.
Yeah, that's
good. But yeah, and then I also do a bit of like snow patrol, like chasing cars. Yeah. I love doing all of that kind of stuff. So,
are you influenced by anyone specific, like with your actual original music? Do you, is that someone?
Oh, I think when it comes to my writing, I've kind of been inspired by a lot of artists, like a lot of underground artists that are now very well known now, like Gracie Abrams and Lizzie McAlpine, and like Lizzie McAlpine, she writes so many songs in the tuning drop D and things like that, and that's when I got inspired to write music in that kind of way. But yeah, I think my lyrics, they tend to definitely come from a lot of personal experience, and I've been singing karaoke and things since I was like four. Well, my mom said at least. But yeah, it's always kind of been in the family, and I've always loved poetry as well. I loved reading a lot, so that's kind of got a spin on my writing as well. So
you find with your writing, I know that was a bit of a sad-ish sort of song before. How do you do you tend most sad, or how do you go with writing? Because I always find it difficult to write a happy song.
I know, yes.
It's so easy to write a sad song, but write a happy one.
Yeah, it's kind of, I think I'm in the process of writing a happy song, but it definitely, it feels like it takes longer. I don't know, because I feel like I'm able to make sad songs so dramatic, even if I've gone through something in it. I can make it just sound 10 times like more dramatic than it was, and it's like, it's easy to do that. But with happy songs, it's kind of, it's been a little harder to draw on that, I guess,
because it's so hard to just like, it's easy to make someone sad, like, you know. Disney does it fantastic. A good job of it. You know, it's so easy, but yeah, to make someone, you know, really push someone, it's gonna be very, it's a difficult emotion to sort of, you know, but always kudos people can do it. So
yeah,
we want to hear another song, is that all right?
Yeah, another song. What are we gonna hear? I think I might do another one of my recent ones. This one, I guess it is happy, but it sounds sad.
Sounds like bluegrass.
I tend to do it quite a bit now, actually. Like, I'll write something that is happy and it will still sound sad even if it's not meant to be. But this one, it's kind of, I wrote it about the fact that I guess it does have a sad concept to it, but the moral of the whole entirety of it is that I'm proud of myself for what I've gone through, and it's called Grown. I did perform it live for birthdays at the festival. People seem to enjoy it, which was nice. But it's, so the chorus, it's pretty much me singing to my younger self, saying, look how much you've grown after everything you've been through. And the verse and pre-chorus and the rest of the structured song, it's all about how I have been hurt by either people or things, and just growing up. And like, it is tough. Like, everyone experiences the growing pains.
But it's what makes you you. Sometimes you just gotta, you know, have some bad times. But then you say, if it wasn't for those times, then I wouldn't be here.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
And I think if it wasn't for everything that did happen to me, I don't think I would really be the musician that I am either. So I feel like it's a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, definitely. I think so. What's the song called?
Grown.
Grown, okay.
And thank you. I'm definitely looking forward to recording this one too. Pretty excited. Because I did write it recently, though, I'm just going to pull up my lyrics. Right. Yeah, so this is Grown. The older I get, the less pure I feel. I know it's expected, but I wish it weren't real. The gaze of the world sheds light on my skin. I don't think it's light if I'll never fit in. talking all that shit. Didn't think that it all end up like this. Couldn't see it then, but I see it now. I know you regret it, the way you hurt me. Please don't walk out. I know that it's all gone. Stay here, stay still. I've been here all along. Look how much you've grown. You made me forget how people should be. I thought being fickle was a part of loving me. The gaze of your eyes shed wounds on my skin. I don't think it's right if I keep letting you in. Talking all that shit, didn't think that it all end up like this. Couldn't see it then, but you see it now. I know you regret it, the way you hurt me. Please don't walk out. I know that it's all gone. Stay here, stay still. I've been here all along. Look how much you've grown. You see it now. You're telling me you're sorry. You're reaching telling me you're worried, but I'll never see your side. I can't accept why you let me in your life just to watch me cry. Just to watch me cry. Don't walk out. I know that it's all gone. Stay here, stay still. I've been here all along. Look how much you've grown.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, one more, we're going to finish up soon. One more quick thing I like to ask is, there's always a story about when you lose like a nice little scratch on your guitar.
Oh.
Yeah. people get we always get upset with our scratches on a guitar when it first happens, but then after that, there's always a story behind it.
Definitely. It's actually quite funny, this one. So it was definitely a fright at first, because it does look like a scratch, but I was very worried that it actually dinted into the guitar, and I was worried that it was going to affect the sound.
I will never affect the sound. I've seen some.
Yeah.
I've seen some horrible some holes in guitars.
Yeah.
They never cause
them. Makes them better.
Yeah.
But yeah, my guitar, it was when I was still living at home, and we have three cats at home.
I've got three.
It was quite cold, so we all had like oil heaters and things in our room, and I think right next to where I placed my guitar, I had my desk, and my guitar looked really nice in the corner right next to it. They were the same kind of color wood as well. I was like, that looks pretty nice, so I did that. And because I was right above the window, the cats, we like to open the window for them so they can look at the birds and get fresh air and enjoy that. And we also let them outside, but that's another story. But this one day, I think one of them just went a bit spastic. And
as they do.
Yeah, as they do, cats. And you know how there's... So my cat, he's kind of like strawberry blonde, but he's got like that orange cat nature.
Yeah.
Have you seen videos and things?
Yeah, where, red, orange, yeah, yeah. Ginger cat life. As
they are, yeah, like they're a different breed.
Yeah, yeah.
So this oil heater, it was also... close by, and I think it was in front of my guitar because, like, not too close to, like, burn it or anything, but yeah, I was just in my room so I could warm up. Mm. And my cat, he ran into the room and I thought he was just going to jump on the desk like he usually does to look out the window, but he knocked himself into the oil heater as he ran in. And then the oil heater came flying down onto my guitar, and how it happened. And I was like, oh my gosh. I was so scared that it like completely just fell into it because they're a bit heavy. And he just like, after that, he spooked himself and he like rebounded off the window and then ran back out. And I was like, oh, okay, bye. But,
thanks, Kat.
Yeah, I was like, thank you. Thank you very much. You gave my guitar some character.
It's always nice to have a guitar out, but I mean, I tend to keep mine in case of that.
Yeah, so I think I learnt my lesson. Yeah.
It's hard because it's while they're out, they you play them more likely to play them. But anyway, we're going to finish up now. So thank you very much for coming on and speaking to me. You're listening to Indigo FM 88.0. We're going to play one more track. We're going to play out to a track. So this one's Self-Sabotaging, was that what we meant?
Yeah, Self-Sabotaging.
So give us a quick rundown before we finish with that one, what that song's about.
Thank you very much.
So what's the song about?
Quickly
before we go out.
So this song, I wrote it in a very kind of tough time during my life, and it was more about self-reflection on who I was. And I guess the song, it kind of has a sad concept to it with self-sabotaging, but it kind of speaks about the fact that I've been doing a lot of inner work on myself, and I used to overthink a lot about a lot of things, but it's about not taking life so seriously and wondering what that would be like and then working towards having that.
All right, this is Jazzy J with Self-Sabotaging. You listen to Indigo FM 88.0.
It's true, you can't take back the words after they've been said, and I know I can't control my thoughts unless I focus on them. My mind leads me to scary places when I don't feel alright. It's true, at times I don't see clearly and fear gets the best of me. I wonder what it would be like to not have a double crossing. But I